Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today, we delve into the timeless wisdom of Atomic Habits by James Clear. Atomic Habits by James Clear is a self-help book that focuses on the importance of building small, incremental habits to achieve long-term success. The book offers practical strategies and techniques for developing good habits, breaking bad ones, and making lasting changes in one's life. Clear emphasizes the power of small habits and the compounding effect they can have over time, and provides actionable advice for readers to implement in their daily lives. The book also explores the psychology behind habit formation and offers insights into how to overcome common obstacles and pitfalls. Ultimately, Atomic Habits is a guide for anyone looking to improve their habits and achieve their goals, whether in personal or professional life. Key concepts explored in the book include the power of atomic habits. Clear argues that small habits, when repeated consistently, can accumulate over time to create significant positive change. By focusing on making small improvements, individuals can build a foundation for long-term success. Habit Loop. Clear introduces the habit loop, which consists of cue, craving, response, and reward. Understanding this loop can help individuals identify and change habits. For example, by replacing a negative response with a positive one, one can effectively change a habit. Cue is the trigger that initiates the habit. It can be a specific time of day, an emotional state, a location, or any other signal that prompts the habit. Craving is the desire or motivation for the reward associated with the habit. It's the reason why you want to perform the habit in the first place. Response is the actual behavior or action you take in response to the cue and craving. This is the habit itself. Reward is the positive outcome or reinforcement you get from completing the habit. Rewards help to reinforce the habit loop. Habit stacking. This involves integrating a new habit into an existing routine by pairing it with a behavior you already do consistently. By stacking the new habit on top of an established one, you leverage the power of an existing routine to make the new habit more likely to stick. The 2-minute rule. The idea here is to break down habits into actions that take less than 2 minutes to complete. The logic is that starting a task is the most critical part of forming a new habit. Once you've started and built momentum, it's easier to continue. Identity-based habits. Clear argues that to change a habit, you must first change your identity. Rather than focusing solely on what you want to achieve, outcome-based, he suggests focusing on who you want to become, identity-based. By aligning your habits with your desired identity, you create a powerful motivator for behavior change. Continuous improvement. Instead of setting grand, ambitious goals, Clear advocates for focusing on small, incremental improvements. This approach emphasizes the process of getting better rather than a specific endpoint. Consistent progress, no matter how small, adds up over time. Environment matters. Clear highlights the impact of your physical and social environment on your habits. Modifying your environment to support positive habits and discourage negative ones can significantly influence your behavior. This might involve rearranging your workspace, keeping healthy snacks visible, or surrounding yourself with people who share your goals. Let's take a closer look at each chapter and the practical applications it offers. Introduction. The introduction of the book sets the stage for the importance of habits in our lives. The author argues that small habits, when repeated consistently, can lead to significant changes in our lives. Chapter 1, The Surprising Power of Atomic Habits. This chapter explains the concept of atomic habits, which are small, incremental changes that we make in our daily lives. The author argues that atomic habits are powerful because they compound over time, leading to significant improvements in our lives. Chapter 2, How Your Habits Shape Your Identity, and Vice Versa. This chapter discusses the relationship between habits and identity. The author argues that our habits shape our identity, and vice versa. By changing our habits, we can change our identity and become the person we want to be. Chapter 3, How to Build Better Habits in 4 Simple Steps. This chapter provides a framework for building better habits. The author outlines 4 steps: cue, craving, response, and reward. By understanding these steps, we can create new habits and break bad ones. Chapter 4, The Man Who Didn't Look Right. This chapter tells the story of a man who was able to transform his life by making small, incremental changes to his habits. The author argues that anyone can make significant changes in their life by focusing on small habits and being consistent. Chapter 5, The Best Way to Start a New Habit. This chapter provides tips for starting a new habit. The author argues that it is essential to start small and focus on consistency. By starting with a small habit, we can build momentum and make significant changes over time. Chapter 6, Motivation is Overrated, Environment Often Matters More. This chapter discusses the role of motivation in building habits. The author argues that motivation is overrated and that our environment often matters more. By designing our environment to support our habits, we can make it easier to stick to them. Chapter 7, The Secret to Self-Control. This chapter discusses the concept of self-control and how it relates to building habits. The author argues that self-control is not a finite resource and that we can improve it by practicing small acts of self-control every day. Chapter 8, The Truth About Talent, When Genes Matter and When They Don't. This chapter challenges the idea of innate talent and emphasizes the role of effort and habits in skill development. It discusses the relationship between genes and habits and how genes can influence certain traits but don't determine our destiny. Chapter 9, The Goldilocks Rule, How to Stay Motivated in Life and Work. This chapter introduces the Goldilocks Rule, which states that humans experience peak motivation when working on tasks of optimal difficulty. It discusses the importance of finding the right level of challenge to maintain motivation. Chapter 10, The Downside of Creating Good Habits. This explores the potential downsides of habits, such as becoming too rigid or developing habits that don't align with long-term goals. It also discusses the importance of self-awareness and adaptability in habit formation. Chapter 11, How to Make a Habit Irresistible. This discusses the role of cues in habit formation and how to make good habits more attractive. It also emphasizes the impact of environment and design on habit development. Chapter 12, The Role of Family and Friends in Shaping Your Habits. This chapter explores the influence of social circles on habits and discusses the concept of behavioral change through social identity and the impact of community on habit formation. Chapter 13, How to Find and Fix the Causes of Your Bad Habits. This chapter discusses the root causes of bad habits and strategies for addressing them. It introduces the concept of habit tracking to identify patterns and triggers. Chapter 14, Walk Slowly, But Never Backward. This emphasizes the idea of continuous improvement and the power of small changes over time. It discusses the philosophy of making progress, even if it's slow, to achieve lasting results. Conclusion, The Secret to Results That Last. This part summarizes the key principles and takeaways from the book. It reiterates the power of atomic habits and the potential for transformative change through small, consistent actions. Each chapter in Atomic Habits is designed to build on the previous ones, creating a comprehensive guide to understanding and harnessing the power of habits for personal and professional growth. Now, let's explore some practical applications inspired by Atomic Habits. 1. Start small. Clear suggests that the key to developing positive habits is to start small and gradually build up. This means identifying a tiny habit that is easy to do and then doing it consistently. Over time, this habit can be expanded upon and developed into a larger, more complex habit. 2. Use the 2-minute rule. The 2-minute rule is a strategy for overcoming procrastination and building momentum. The idea is to break down a habit into its smallest possible components and then commit to doing just 2 minutes of the habit each day. This helps to build momentum and makes it easier to stick to the habit over time. 3. Make it obvious. Clear suggests that one of the keys to developing positive habits is to make them obvious. This means creating cues or triggers that remind you to do the habit. For example, if you want to start flossing your teeth every day, you might place your floss next to your toothbrush as a reminder. 4. Use habit stacking. Habit stacking is a strategy for building new habits by attaching them to existing habits. The idea is to identify a habit that you already do consistently, and then attach a new habit to it. For example, if you already have a habit of drinking coffee every morning, you might attach a habit of doing 10 push-ups immediately after you finish your coffee. 5. Use the 4 laws of behavior change. The 4 laws of behavior change are a framework for understanding how habits are formed and how they can be changed. The laws are: make it obvious, make it attractive, make it easy, and make it satisfying. By applying these laws to your habits, you can increase the likelihood that they will stick over time. As we wrap up this exploration of atomic habits, let's reflect on some of the powerful quotes from the book that can inspire us on our journey in life. Habits are the compound interest of self-improvement. You do not rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. Habits are the building blocks of a system. Small changes in your habits can lead to remarkable results. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become. The quality of your life depends on the quality of your habits. Habits are not a finish line to be crossed, but a lifestyle to be lived. The most successful people in the world are often not the most talented, but the ones with the best habits. Habits are the invisible architecture of daily life. The key to lasting change is not in the results, but in the identity shift that happens within us. The ultimate form of intrinsic motivation is when a habit becomes part of your identity. Thank you for joining us on this journey through Atomic Habits by James Clear. Remember to grab a copy.